Today's question is from Argonitai Das in Hungary, and he asks a little lengthy question, but basically he wants to know what is the feeling of selflessness, and he puts selflessness in capital letters. In other words, he wants to know what the feeling is. And the crux of my answer to him is that our motivation or the principle of selflessness in itself is that we don't act for a feeling, but we act out of duty, or at least that's how pure selflessness begins, because trying to actually have a feeling of selflessness is in itself selfish. So whether we feel selflessness or don't feel selflessness, we perform the acts of selflessness. We do beneficial acts for others, acts that benefit Krishna, acts that benefit other people. We distribute books, we distribute prasadam, we chant Hare Krishna. We benefit others by transcendental knowledge. We rise early in the morning and we sacrifice our sleeping, and we sacrifice our comfort in order to serve the Lord. All of that added together, that adds up to the real feeling of selflessness. But this concept of feeling, whether material or spiritual, is always secondary. Chaitanya Charitamrita, when the symptoms of love of God are given, then we see that ecstasy, which is certainly a feeling, and it's certainly a valid feeling, is secondary. The primary thing is actually service. So our business is really to act. For instance, one anecdote of Srila Prabhupada that I always like, and that is when one of Srila Prabhupada's servants, I think it was Shruti Kirti, who was asking Srila Prabhupada. There was a big meeting at the airport. Devotees were crying. And afterwards he's saying, "Well, Srila Prabhupada, I don't cry like that when I see you. How come I don't have the same type of love that the other devotees do?" And so Srila Prabhupada explained, "But do you like to serve me?" And he said, "Yes, Prabhupada, I like to serve you." He says, "So that's love." In other words, Srila Prabhupada equated the feeling, whether it's perceptual or not, the feeling itself, or the actual act of love, which has with it a feeling as well, to be based on the service, the activity itself, and the activity of love, or that which is symptomatic or symbolic of love, is more important than the emotion, or enjoying the benefits of that emotion itself. Or, as in other terms, Srila Prabhupada would say, he says, be enthusiastic, jump enthusiastically in kirtan, and then you'll be enthusiastic. So when devotees are asking Srila Prabhupada about, I'm not enthusiastic in kirtan, what should I do? And Prabhupada said, act enthusiastic. And if you act enthusiastic, the feeling of enthusiasm will come. And I'm sure we all have experience of that truth of Srila Prabhupada. So this is what the feeling of selflessness is, or for that matter, so many other different types of feeling. By cultivating the activities of a certain type of attribute or quality, then ultimately the mood of that quality will naturally come. This is Krishna's teachings in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. You don't feel like being clean, but be clean, act clean. And if you do, you will feel like being clean, because the mode of nature that carries with it the feeling of being clean, that will also come. So act in a selfless way, and by acting in a selfless way, then you'll know what the feeling of selflessness is all about. And that's it for today. And Hare Krishna.